Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble, at your service. Thanks for joining us. It's always a pleasure to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I'm glad to have Rob Major on the show. He's a new friend. He's associate dean at the Office of Academic Services at Babson College. You know that college very well. Some of the folks who are also members there of that faculty, like Patty Green, who's been with us a number of times, they do an outstanding job growing entrepreneurs up there. They do one of the best jobs in the country. They're basically folks at the center of the some of the entrepreneurial studies that's going on, not only nationwide but worldwide. And Rob is one of the folks there. He's working with the Foundation Management Experience program that they have there at Babson, which is what he's here to talk to us about. Rob, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm happy to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you here, and be sure to say hello to Patty and give her our best.
I will. Yeah, she's been working hard this summer, but she's got a little well-deserved time off, and then she'll be back next week. So I'll be sure to give her.
She's not just a person. She's a force. And as you well know, and so we're proud of what she does. Tell us about this Foundation Management Experience.
Well, interesting. It is a fascinating program. It's been in existence for about 10 years, really with the development of a new curriculum that started in fall of 1996, where first-year students have the opportunity to think and develop a business in the fall semester and implement the business in the spring semester. And really, and what's exciting about it is the entire class. Our class is roughly 400 students.
These are freshmen, right?
Freshmen, yep.
And they just got on campus. Their first college experience.
First college experience, and it's divided up into seven different sections of this course. And what happens is they are in within each of those sections, two businesses will emerge out of these sections in the spring semester. So that gives us 14 new and exciting businesses that emerge every spring semester here at Babson College.
Hmm.
So it is and it's quite a journey for them.
This is just one of the things that they take in addition to their core curriculum, right?
Yes. In fact,
they're still taking composition and science and history and that sort of thing.
Yep. Writing, business law, and those sorts of things. So it's actually, that is one of the challenges that we face as a college, is really getting them to balance the excitement and the challenges of running a business, and also manage the rest of their four additional courses throughout the entire first year. So it's the exciting as it is to have them running these businesses, sometimes we have to make sure that they maintain the proper balance.
You got to make sure that they've dissected their frogs and their sharks and learned about Western civilization at the same time, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, what's interesting though is a lot of them, since the program is fairly well known now, they come here largely for to take the FME course, but it is a little bit challenging and sometimes disconcerting if they tend to pay less attention to their other courses. But I think we've learned a lot over the years how to make sure that with people like myself and the faculty involved in the program, that we really emphasize the balance that's necessary because we want them to have a successful first year in college and also enjoy the program. So we really work hard at making sure that happens.
One of the things that my audience knows, Rob, is that over the last three or so years, when I found out that the colleges were teaching entrepreneurship across the country, we've interviewed your. This interview today is probably the most recent. Is the most recent of probably, I'm going to say, 12, at least 12 or maybe more interviews that we've done with people who are doing what you're doing in other schools across the country, and that's growing entrepreneurs. And sometimes they're at the undergraduate level, sometimes they're at the graduate level. We have some MBA programs that we talked about out there. But the main thing that I'm the most excited about, Rob, and what I'm so proud about what you're doing, is that you guys are growing entrepreneurs. You're actually you're actually creating the kind of people, the kind of disciplines that we need for the 21st century marketplace. And 30 years ago, none of this was going on.
No, and I think what's also exciting is how much they appreciate what they learn at such a young age. And they make the connections. And one of the things we're very proud of at Babson is the interdisciplinary nature of the curriculum. And it's really rewarding to see how they see all the business disciplines linking together at such a young age, you know, where you see the human resources mm-hmm. impacting the operations and the marketing. And
I think also, Rob, as we go to a break, I think this generation is particularly suited, this young generation is particularly suited for what you're teaching them, probably more than my generation would have been all those years ago. 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back with Rob Major.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a good visit with our good friend, with our new friend, I should say, soon to be good friend, Rob Major. He's Associate Dean at Babson College and in charge of the Foundation Management Experience, which is a year-long program that they do with about 400 freshmen you have?
400, last year was 420.
420 freshmen who joined the program and immersed themselves, as they say, into this program where they actually start new businesses, don't they? About 14 new businesses. Tell us about some of the, give us a little bit of a feeling for what some of these businesses are.
Well, you know, and it's what is fascinating is we, as part of the process, we allow them to really brainstorm and try to come up with ideas that they will enjoy being a part of in the spring semester. So that's really what happens in the latter part of the fall semester. But just to give you an example, one of the trends this year was these wristbands, the Lance Armstrong wristbands. And
right.
For the first time this year, that was such a hot top idea. We had three of the 14 businesses selling these wristbands, and we all thought that, oh my God, you know, how are they going to compete? But interestingly, they all carved out their own market niche, and they all did very well because they all sort of identified different areas of the market. And is this a good example of how students can surprise us? We were probably a little skeptical of maybe all of them being successful, but they all, some sold on campus, some just did bulk orders. So that was a hot trend this year. But just to give you another example, we had students selling polo shirts with a little Babson Beaver is our mascot. So that was a little takeoff on a very popular design.
So the Beaver lobby hasn't gotten to you guys yet, huh?
No, they haven't. Let's see, posters, another popular thing this year. So we've had, you know, websites. We had two different website businesses where they were promoting local events in the Boston area to other college students, so they sold advertising.
And so these were real businesses, short-lived, but real businesses. How many of the 14 were unsuccessful?
Well, that's a good question. It depends how you define unsuccessful. They all turned a profit. They're loaned up to $3,000 in startup money from the college. So their first order of business is to make sure they can pay whatever it is they borrowed.
Right.
Some will only borrow up to, you know, $700. Some will borrow up to $3,000. But all of them, and in fact, I don't think we've only had one in my time here that really just only just about paid back the loan.
Right.
So
they've all paid back their money and made a profit.
Yeah, they all, and some were wildly successful. In fact, one of the band business turned a profit of about $18,000.
Wow.
One of the band businesses. So wow. They made believers out of us as far as to sell bands.
And so overall, I think I saw that they made about $65,000 this year, and they contributed that money to profit to charity, didn't they?
Yes, and not only do they contribute the profits to charity, they contribute time. And about 6 to 8 hours each of the students in the business, it doesn't always mean it's the charity they're giving money to, because it doesn't always work out that way. But they, as every member of the business, will donate some time to a community service organization as part of this whole experience. And we just believe that that's an important takeaway, that it's not only working together to generate as much money for your community service, but it's also giving back some time.
And what did your students tell you when they exited the program this year? What were some of the comments that you heard from them say?
Oh, you know, one of the things, probably one of the best comments I heard was, it was everything I hoped it would be, and, you know, everything I'm trying to think of the best way. It was everything they hoped it would be. Partly, they really thought it may have been just almost like a glorified fundraising exercise.
Or a junior achievement type of thing.
Exactly. And he said he was so pleasantly surprised that it wasn't. It was far more real than he ever hoped it mm-hmm. could be. Because I sat down with three of our CEOs at the end of the year just to try to learn from what they experienced. And, you know, they're just fascinated by how real it could be, just with the human, frankly, what it turns out to be is a very interesting organizational behavior exercise, because of all the human interaction that takes place, and trying to motivate mm-hmm. employees to sell. And
find out what leadership qualities are required.
Sure. Identify those quiet leaders out there that people, at least on the surface, didn't appear to be that interested in the business. So the students that are in officers of the business are just fascinated how much, you know, we talk about a lot of what they're going to experience in the spring, and then they realize, wow, a lot of what they were talking about actually happened. And,
well, see, here's the thing, Rob. To me, one of the big things about what you're doing that I think is so important, and that is that when I was in college, when I walked on college, the college campus, you know, I probably saw sometime during that year seniors being interviewed by major corporations. And those were some of the things that all of us aspired to. That was the main thing we all aspired to, was to doing a good job so that when we were interviewed by these major corporations, one of them would snap us up. And not that major corporations aren't hiring college graduates anymore, but the point is, none of what you're talking about was going on in those days. Nobody was out there talking about starting small independent businesses, that building these kinds of entrepreneurs. And so my hat's off to you. When we come back, I want to ask you about this process, about how it works, and if it's the kind of thing that high schools could do, as well as other colleges. It's something we could export. You guys could export across the nation. And we're going to do that right after these messages with Rob Major. He's with Babson College. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're rocking and rolling with Joe Cocker and Rob Major. Rob is, that's not Rob singing, that's Joe Cocker singing, but Rob's the guy who's telling us about this foundation management experience that he's in charge of there at Babson College, and it's where they immerse these 420 or so every year freshmen into this program to help them to become entrepreneurs. They're growing. Folks, the Babson College is growing entrepreneurs, and you've heard me talk many times about the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. When you've heard me talk about the health of the various nations, and especially the United States, with regard to the fertility of our entrepreneurial soil, all that research is done in coordination with Babson College. And so, Rob, on behalf of all of us out here who track that information, and my audience who listens to me talk about it, we thank you for your efforts there.
Oh, well, we appreciate it. It's really, I'm just blessed to be a part of such an inspirational opportunity with these, you're right, growing entrepreneurs. And I think, you know, a lot of our students, perhaps they don't go out and start a small business right away, but boy, the tools that they learn as being a part of this program in their first year, and they go out into perhaps in a larger organization, they really, I think, is really a great opportunity for them to build their toolkit for when eventually they go out and do start
Their own
small business.
In the 20th century, I started predicting that the 21st century was going to be the century of the entrepreneur. But when I say growing entrepreneurs, I'm not just talking about owners. I also include entrepreneurial employees. And so I don't care whether your students in this program are going to start a business or not, whether they ever own a small business. But I do know this, you're helping to grow entrepreneurs. If they don't become owners, they are becoming entrepreneurial employees. They now understand, before they ever take a real job, what it takes to make a payroll.
Well, and I think that has really helped our graduates over the years, is that you're right, even if they're becoming a part of a large organization, I think the large organizations appreciate that entrepreneurial thinking and the creativity that it really takes to be successful. And I think, because I think you're right, in this century now, in this generation, there's a lot less concern about hiring students that are going to be there for 20 or 30 years. If you get 2, 3, 4, 5 years of great entrepreneurial thinking, that's a real asset to any organization.
That's right. Rob, let's talk about how your program, are you guys working on franchising this thing, so to speak, just to use that word as a loose example? I mean, this is the kind of thing that we need to be doing all across the country.
You know, that question does come up periodically, but boy, it is, I got to tell you, we have been, one of the interesting things about doing something like that is, you know, we've been doing this almost 10 years, and we've learned a lot about how to run a program like this over 10 years, but in some ways, we still think we're in our infancy about what we need to know about doing something at this large of a scale. And so I think it gets a little intimidating to think about taking it on the road, but I got to tell you that we do have lots of visitors to Babson throughout the academic year, just picking our brains about either trying to emulate it at their own campus or at least emulate pieces of it. I had a dialogue with faculty members late this spring about trying to emulate something like this in the senior year, making it part of a capstone experience.
There are people doing that. As you know, and my audience knows, I've interviewed folks with Vanderbilt, with the Fisher School of Business at Ohio State, and a number of others who are doing similar to what you're doing, not at the freshman level, but those guys, people like that. I mean, I would think that you guys would have a lot to share, and I'll tell you something else. I'd like to see this kind of a program, this kind of thinking, this kind of curriculum, get down more to the and become a staple at the high school level.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, yeah, because we have talked to high schools. God, we talked to another conversation we had this spring was at a military academy out in the Midwest who was just fascinated by what we were doing here. So you're right, the interest level is not just at the college and at the MBA level, but it's also at the high school level. So it is something that at least can be done.
Because this is the century of the entrepreneur. Rob, before you go, give us the website, because I want people to know how they can find out more about the foundation management experience there at Babson.
Well, it's it's www.babson.edu, and it's basically, if you do a search on FME, the Foundation Management Experience, that will take you to a list of the businesses that we had running this semester.
And if they put your name in, would that help them find?
Yes, they could search
Rob
my name.
Major, Major. Rob, thank you for being here. Good job today, and keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Jim.
Well, we'll have you back again at least if next year, if not before, to give us a new report.
Oh, terrific.
Thanks, Rob.
All right. So
Rob Major, ladies and gentlemen, with the Babson College. He'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And you know, this program is for you. I'll see you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.